SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Understanding the markets has never been easier.
Well, it's almost 5 minutes past six here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. My name is Siki Mgabadeli. All anyone's talking about is the minister due to deliver that medium-term budget policy statement tomorrow. You heard from Tsepi, so they'll be broadcasting from Parliament. We'll also be giving you rolling coverage tomorrow afternoon from around 1:30, telling you before he starts to speak what's expected, and then, of course, unpacking that after the speech itself has been delivered. It's highly anticipated, not so much for his popularity, because this is one of those really boring ones that tells you what's going to happen in the next 3 years, what's been allocated, what the targets are, and so on. The really meaty stuff normally comes in February, but you know, this one has all sorts of drama around it, ratings agencies, charges against the minister, and all sorts of noises around it. So everyone's watching that, and we're going to be watching it for you as well. Today, we're going to be just unpacking what's expected as well. We're also going to look at how banks can help to foster a more conducive climate for entrepreneurs. South Africa has a comparatively low rate of entrepreneurial activity. There's a space in there for banks. We'll tell you what it is. David Shapiro watching the markets for us today. But first, Jimmy Sang has your business news headlines.
Good evening. The International Monetary Fund has urged all African countries to cut deficit. This as it has cut its growth forecast for sub-Saharan Africa for 2016 to 1.4% and 3% in 2017. For South Africa, the organization forecasts a growth at 0.75% next year. Still on growth and deficits, both issues are expected to top the agenda when Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan delivers his medium-term budget policy statement. The minister will table the mini-budget in Parliament tomorrow afternoon. Chief Economist at Standard Bank, Ghulam Balam, shares his views on what's expected.
We will want to see whether the minister, in substance, is able to show the promise of fiscal consolidation and to use the levers at his disposal not to compromise South Africa's fiscal standing any further.
And the rand has strengthened as metals are regaining their luster. Analysts say this is a sign that the global economy is becoming more resilient, further saying this helps to boost stocks and currencies of commodity-producing nations. On that note, the rand's at 13.77 to the dollar, 16.75 to the pound, 15.03 to the euro. Gold's trading at $1,272.80 an ounce, platinum $964, and Brent crude oil at $50.95 a barrel. More on these and other business news on moneyweb.co.za.